Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Friday, the 17th day of October. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula. 4,214 head with a weighted average weight of 538.57 pounds. Price value of 437.39. That's $1.39 higher than Thursday's formula price. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection. Friday's cattle slaughter at 92,000 head. That's up 1,000 from a week ago, up 15,000 head from a year ago. Friday's hog slaughter at 443,000 head, down 35,000 from last week, down 33,000 head from a year ago. Thursday was cattle auction day at the New Cambria Livestock Market. They had a light run this week, 586 head, compared to 2 weeks ago. Feeder steers and heifers trade with higher undertones. The steers, medium and large ones. Some 4.5 to 500-pound steers, tagged as unweaned, 480. Some 5 to 6 weights, with most of these being tagged unweaned, 370 to 471. Some 6 to 7 weights, several of these tagged unweaned, 377.5 to 394. Some 7 to 8 weights, 373 to 374.50. A load of 953-pound steers at 341 and a quarter. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, some 4 to 5 weights, 419 to 453. Several of those tagged unweaned, 5 to 6 weights, 390 to 425.5. Several of those tagged unweaned. Some 6 to 7 weight heifers, 370 to 382.5. Closing futures markets on the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn contracts, December closed 0.75 cents higher, 422.5. March up a penny, 436.5. May up 1.25 at 445. Soybeans for November, 1019.5, up 8.75. January, 1036.75, up 8.25. And March at 1050.75, up 7. Wheat contracts, December up 1.25, 503.75. March at 520.25, up 1.5. May at 530.75, up 1.25. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for October down $3.70 at $240.25. December down $6.05, $241.82. February closed $6.72 lower at $242.82. Feeder cattle, October closed down $7.72, $371.95. All the rest of contracts down the $9.25 limit for the day, November $371.70, January $369.30. Lean hogs for December, 22 lower, 82.37. February, 32 cents lower, 84.77. And April, 88.65, down 20. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.